This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Prevention and Health News channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. In a series of interviews, we are once again joined by Dr. Milan Riobay, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine. She is the founder and director of the Riobay Institute of Integrative Medicine in Stuart, Florida, a progressive medical practice that fuses traditional Chinese medicine with the cutting-edge technology of integrative medicine. On this episode of eHealth Radio, Dr. Riobay will be covering cancer prevention tips you won't hear about at your conventional doctor's office. Dr. Riobay, certainly always good to have you with us on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's great to be here again.
Yes, so let's start with this question. How is cellular-based testing different than blood work?
Well, cellular-based testing looks inside the functional units of the body, which are its cells. So when we look at the human body, it's made up of up to 100 trillion cells. Each of these cells is, you know, super tiny, invisible, but inside of those cells, there are, you know, billions of chemical reactions happening, you know, every second of every day. And that's what essentially boils down to our body function. So everything's made from scratch inside the cells, just like grandma's kitchen. So it's really important to see what's going on in the cells. When we look at blood work, what we're looking at is essentially what's being transported in between the cells or between groups of cells. So what's in the blood work doesn't really tell us what's functioning inside the cells of the body. It just tells us what's in transit. And when you're looking for causes of chronic conditions, it turns out that blood work doesn't really tell us what's going on. So we have to look inside the body's cells for more information. That's how it's different. So, for example, hormones. When we get blood levels of hormones, what we're looking at is what's outside of our body's cells, which are not the functioning, units of hormones. So hormones only work when they go inside the cells of the body. And then once they're inside the body, the cell has a mechanism to read that hormone as though it's a blueprint, and then the cell will then perform the reactions that that hormone is telling it to perform, essentially. So again, if you have measured the hormone levels in the bloodstream, you're not seeing what's going inside of the cells being used for actual body function. And, you know, that's why oftentimes we don't see really good results when hormones are measured in blood work as opposed to cellular-based testing. So it turns out that inside the body's cells can reveal a lot about why people have symptoms, because it's the reason that you have those symptoms is because your cell is not able to do the work that the hormones are telling them to do. So, for example, if estrogen goes inside the cell and it tells it to do certain things, but then the cell doesn't have the tools or the equipment to do those things with. So, for example, it doesn't have a certain number of vitamins to work with. It doesn't have a certain number of amino acids, which are protein building blocks, or it doesn't have a certain number of minerals or antioxidants. The cell can read that hormone, but it won't be able to do the work. It won't have the tools or the ingredients to make that body function happen. You'll never know that checking blood work. So it's really critical to look inside the cells, and we can do that in a lot of different ways. Saliva, for example, has been shown to be very, very similar to glandular levels. So we can check ovarian hormones, for example, using cellular-based testing by testing saliva. We can also do the same for the adrenal system, which is really important to check, because the adrenal system is the system that handles stress in the body. And given that so many diseases are caused by stress, it's really critical to assess that system. But blood work will never reveal an adrenal condition. It's extremely rare to find an adrenal condition in the bloodstream. However, with saliva, you'll find a lot of very early warning signs that your stress mechanisms are not working properly that you can then correct. So not only will that help your symptoms to get better, but it will also prevent diseases down the road that blood work just doesn't see until it's too late. We also see differences when we check the cellular levels than when we check the blood levels. So B12 is a really good example. I often have patients go to the lab and get their blood work done, and their B12 levels are high because they're taking B12 supplements. So it looks like their B12 levels are way too high in the bloodstream. But when we check their cellular levels inside of their cells, we see that their B12 levels are actually low. So there's a big discrepancy between the blood work and the cellular work, and often the cellular testing will be more consistent with that patient's symptoms. So sometimes people will come in with fatigue, they're feeling tired, but their B12 levels are normal according to blood work. It's only when we look at their cells that we'll see that their B12 levels inside the cells are actually low, and that explains their fatigue much better. And if you correct those B12 levels in the cells, you'll see that that fatigue improves.
How can you know what testing to obtain? Touch on that if you would.
Well, again, that's where TCM is priceless. It guides the whole process. So I tell people it steers the ship. It does that by determining the underlying causes of the symptoms and conditions before we ever do any testing. And that's a big advantage. So we already know the causes of these symptoms in terms of the energy of the body. And then what we can do then is look at what testing would be most appropriate to complement that information. For example, there's a condition called liver qi stagnation and blood stasis in TCM, which is Chinese medicine, which describes poor energy distribution and blood flow within the TCM liver. When I evaluate a patient who has bloating, irritability, or abdominal pain, and determine that their liver qi and blood stasis is the cause, that would direct me to a very specific set of cellular-based tests, and that would steer me towards looking at toxins such as heavy metals and genetic mutations that may be impacting that person's liver. It would steer me away from other types of unnecessary testing at the same time. So I get to the heart of the problem quickly with the Ryobe method because TCM is steering the ship at all times, and this assures that I get the most critical aspects of the underlying causes corrected first for best results. And then we can reassess with TCM to see what other causes are secondary and then look at what other tests would be most appropriate at that time. So it's like peeling an onion to get to the center. You know, we can prioritize the testing to what's most significant and have the most effective treatment.
Now tell us, if you would, why is traditional Chinese medicine important in this process?
Traditional Chinese medicine is important because it helps us to get from A to B in a straighter line. We save a lot of time and money by obtaining the most fruitful testing right away, rather than stabbing in the dark and chasing symptoms with random testing like we do in conventional medicine. So in conventional medicine, we would walk into the office and, you know, tell the physician, you know, that I'm tired and I'm gaining weight, for example. And then, you know, as the physician, I would check a certain amount of blood tests. I would perhaps check to see if you were anemic. I might check to see if you have a thyroid condition, you know, similar things like that. And then I would start chasing that symptom around, so to speak. I would try and find, of course, a disease that's causing that fatigue and weight gain. And then in the absence of that, I might prescribe something to help you, you know, quote unquote, feel better. I might give you a diet pill to help you lose weight, or I might give you a synthetic drug that helps you have more energy, a metabolic booster. And then what happens is once we start prescribing these synthetic drugs in conventional medicine, we get side effects from them. And then years later, we find out that they cause other diseases and problems. So what happens is we start chasing symptoms. You know, we gave person medication A, and they got a side effect from medication A, and now we're giving them medication B to treat the side effect of medication A, and then we're chasing symptoms around. With TCM, we don't chase symptoms because we kind of rope them in and find out what their common causes are from an energy-based perspective. And then we drill into that person's cells to find out more information about those underlying causes. And then we use natural supplements. We may use natural vitamins. We may use natural hormone replacement therapy. We may use minerals. We may detoxify that person. It just depends on what that testing shows us so we can guide the testing on a cellular level using TCM. And we can also help that patient have a better diet, have a better lifestyle plan, because the diet and the lifestyle are correcting the underlying causes of their symptoms. So So we're using more natural things with TCM. We're not prescribing medications or synthetic drugs. So we're not really getting side effects from the treatments, and we're also helping the symptoms to get better because we're treating their underlying causes naturally. And so what we're doing essentially is restoring proper body function, whereas with conventional medicine, unfortunately, we disturb proper body function. So we make two wrongs to try and make a right, and then the body kind of rebels on us a little bit later because we didn't really check the underlying symptoms to correct them, and we get side effects and maybe even diseases. If we look at cholesterol-lowering drugs, for example, called statin drugs, we thought it was going to be the next aspirin, you know, a decade and a half ago, and we started prescribing it quite a bit to our patients that we thought were at risk for heart attacks. Now that we've been using cholesterol-lowering drugs in conventional medicine for about, 10, 15 years, what we're noticing is we're actually creating more problems than that person started out with, because now statin drugs have been associated with diabetes. And diabetes is a much higher risk factor for a heart attack than high cholesterol. So we've actually created worse risk factors for heart disease by giving that patient a statin drug than what they started out with. So that's unfortunately how conventional medicine works. And so we need a paradigm shift. And TCM really does help us to begin to see a completely different paradigm that actually corrects body function, which is the ultimate goal of what medicine, should be.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Milan Riobe, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine of the Riobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Stuart, Florida, here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Riobe, why not just get testing based on the symptoms?
Well, testing based on the symptoms is significantly flawed, as we're finding out. A symptom can have many different causes and can lead to an enormous amount of testing without any proper guidance or results. So fatigue is a very good example. There's so many different causes of fatigue that, you'd be performing tests for months trying to figure out the cause of that fatigue. Whereas when you use TCM, you already know the cause of the fatigue right from the evaluation without any testing. And oftentimes you can do simple diet changes, you can do lifestyle changes, you can prescribe herbs or perhaps perform acupuncture to correct that fatigue naturally and restore proper body function. You can also use functional medicine and drill inside the cells using TCM as a guide. So as an example, someone may come into the office and may have fatigue due to what we call spleen qi deficiency in Chinese medicine. And we can tell that very quickly by doing what's called the four examinations, which is the type of evaluation that's done in TCM. So we'll know that that patient has spleen qi deficiency as a cause of their fatigue. There are very specific diet recommendations for spleen qi deficiency. So when you have spleen qi deficiency, we tell you to eat pretty well-cooked foods that are easily digestible, that have maybe just a little bit of a kick in them. We tell you to eat foods that are rich in blood, things like that for spleen qi deficiency. And what we also know about spleen qi deficiency from a, modern medicine perspective is that what the Chinese call the spleen qi, we call metabolism. We call the gastrointestinal tract, in many ways. So what we do then is we drill into the gastrointestinal tract with cellular-based testing. And we can find out if that person has deficiency from enzyme deficiencies where they're not getting, digestive enzymes into the stomach from the pancreas to break their food down and they're not absorbing properly and that's why they're tired. We can also see if they have deficiency of the good bacteria that live in the gastrointestinal tract to see if those need to be replaced in any way. We can also see if their spleen qi deficiency is due to any type of malabsorption of fats or protein. So there's a lot of testing that we can do that's not available in the conventional doctor's office, and it's steered by Chinese medicine. So if you didn't have that information, you would be doing, 10, 11, 12 additional tests trying to find out why this patient is fatigued. But with TCM, you already know why this patient is fatigued, and so you can just drill right into the cause, immediately and get information and start treating that patient naturally and get much faster results and more effective results.
Lastly, how does functional medicine help with cancer prevention and treatment?
Functional medicine is a more modern form of holistic medicine, and I use it at the Rio Bay Institute to complement TCM. Functional medicine is that branch of holistic medicine that contains the cellular-based testing that we know helps so much. So functional medicine helps restore proper body function, which is critical to disease prevention in general and cancer in particular, given our current epidemic of cancer in the United States. So performing the correct functional testing to determine the underlying causes of early symptoms can effectively prevent cancer by restoring proper body function. When the body functions correctly on a cellular and energetic level, we generally are much healthier and have fewer diseases. So this is based on physiology, and it doesn't really require any studies. So when you look at functional medicine, it's not anything new that we've just discovered. We're just going back to what we already know about body function. So we're looking at our physiology textbooks again that we all learned in medical school, and we're just basically going back to the basics. And as opposed to diagnosing and treating diseases, what we do is we diagnose and restore body function. So we're looking at metabolic disorders, we're looking at cellular disorders to correct them according to physiology. So there's nothing really new that we're doing. And we know with great precision how the body works on many different levels. And keeping the body working properly should prevent diseases like cancer. And we know that cancer is a metabolic catastrophe that leads to the body not properly using oxygen in its chemical reactions for body function. So when the body doesn't use oxygen properly, certain genes are activated that make us more prone to cancer. And this starts a very dangerous cascade of events that leads to genetic damage that finally creates that cell that we end up calling the cancer cell. How a cell becomes cancerous is that it no longer follows the body's instructions. So it has genetic damage. And our genes are basically what our hormones help us turn on and off inside the cell. So we turn various genes on and off depending on what hormones come into the body and depending on the environment of that cell. So if that cell is badly broken and not functioning properly because it's got a bunch of toxins in it or because it's deficient in many vitamins and minerals, it's not going to use oxygen properly to make energy. And again, we know this based on physiology. This isn't anything new at all. So when that cell is so badly broken that it turns on the wrong genes that trigger cancer, what happens is that cell loses its ability to die. And it's essentially what we call immortal. And an immortal cell is very dangerous in the body because all of our cells, there are very few cells that are supposed to not die in the body. So basically our cells are born, they duplicate, and they have what we call daughter cells, and then they themselves die and leave the daughter cells to continue the body function. And that's how the body works properly. So all of our cells are constantly being turned over and changed into shiny new cells. And when that mechanism breaks, that's what causes cancer. And what makes that mechanism break is the body's inability to use oxygen, properly. But this is a very late occurrence in cancer. The early malfunction involves the cellular metabolism. So these metabolic disturbances that are very early on go on for years or even decades before we finally get that cancer cell. So cancer is not a genetic problem, as is commonly thought. It's actually a metabolic problem. So the genetic damage that eventually happens and leads to that tumor or mass of significant size is a late onset symptom that we can often detect with our conventional diagnostic tools. So then we can finally get a mammogram and see that big mass in the case of breast cancer. The last straw before this cascade of events is that genetic damage, but it's preceded by years or maybe decades of metabolic dysfunction. So correcting these metabolic dysfunctions can effectively prevent the cancer from happening at all if you correct them at earlier stages. So for example, when a patient's tired or gaining weight, these are signs of metabolic disturbances and malfunctions that if you correct them will prevent the dangerous cascade, that slippery slope that happens to people that eventually becomes a cancer diagnosis. And if you look at the causes of cancer according to TCM, metabolism is critically important, and it's at the root of pretty much every cancer diagnosis is metabolism. They call it spleen qi in Chinese medicine. We would equate it to our metabolism in modern medicine. So they have, built-in mechanisms to diagnose these metabolic disturbances very early in TCM. And then we can drill into them with functional medicine and get more information. And that will effectively, treat not only chronic conditions, but also prevent them. And one of those, very important diseases to prevent is cancer. And so TCM and functional medicine are very well equipped to prevent cancer. And that's why we use it in the Ryobe method.
Thank you so much for the thorough information here today. Always informative, and we really appreciate your time each and every time you visit with us. Where can listeners find more information on you, your practice, and how can they be in touch as well?
Well, I invite the listeners to learn more at MilenRyobeMD.com. And you can also pre-order The Tao of Integrative Medicine and The Answer to Cancer, my two books that are due out this fall. So, and also I just wanted to let the listeners know that in 2014, the American Board of Medical Specialties actually formally accepted the field of integrative medicine as a medical specialty. So this legitimized what was once considered a fringe system of medicine and has set the path to prevention.
Well, once again, Dr. Ryobe, we thank you for your time and for joining us here on eHealth Radio, and look forward to the next time we speak again.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Milan Ryobe, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine. She is the founder and director of the Ryobe Institute of Integrative Medicine, located in Stuart, Florida, a progressive medical practice that fuses traditional Chinese medicine with the cutting-edge technology of integrative medicine. And to learn more, visit MilanRyobeMD.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Prevention and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.